I remember when the duration of tamoxifen was being looked at, and we went from 1 year to 2 years to 5 years, and then there was a point in time where people were saying, well, this is chronic suppressive therapy, it needs to become indefinite. And then, the NSABP trial came out and it suggested a detriment to continuing, and everything sort of fell off the table there. But I'm hearing rumors that, even though it's kind of antiquated, we're going to start to get a final answer to this tamoxifen question. What do you know about that?
Well, I know that there's two large trials that have gone on in Britain and Europe, not in North America at all, I don't think. The ATOM trial and the ATLAS trial, and those have randomized women who've completed 5 years of tamoxifen to five more years or not. I think that some of the results of those studies are going to be published or presented in the near future. And I think the suggestion certainly is that there's not a negative effect to going on longer. And there may be some positive benefit, but I haven't seen all of the data. I think the big thing that is probably still true, as far as I know, is that there was a huge amount more benefit when you went from 2 years to 5 years. But going beyond 5 years, I don't think the amount of benefit was as clear, at least. And that's probably because tamoxifen somehow takes on some agonist properties after some period of time. You could theorize that none of the AIs are going to do that because they're a different kind of drug, and that giving them maybe the longer the better. But then I remember when everyone was saying that about tamoxifen too.